Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I think a good development, but one that shows the widening split in the Republican Party. Liz Cheney, Congresswoman from Wyoming, former number three in the House GOP leadership, thrown out on a voice vote orchestrated by sneaky Kevin McCarthy. But has a lot of character on this one issue, saving our democracy. She attacked Representative Paul Gosar of Arizona, one of the worst Republicans in Congress, said it was disgusting and despicable what he said. What did he say? You know what he did? He attacked the Capitol Police, who guard him, attacked the Capitol Police and said that they were, quote, lying in wait to kill somebody, and they were lying in wait for Ashley Babbitt, and then they executed her, quote, unquote, and he demanded the name of the officer who fired the shot that killed that insurrectionist, Ashley Babbitt, as she broke into the chamber trying to kill members of Congress, so that Paul Gosar can spread on social media and drive that officer underground, threaten him and his family. Gosar should be reprimanded for that. Gosar should be reprimanded for that. And frankly, if we had a bigger majority instead of an eight-person majority in the Congress, and if we had a minority leader, not like Kevin McCarthy, who right after January 6th said that, well, that's the end of Trump, and that was terrible, we'll move on, and then has now become a Trump defender. If we had a Republican leader like a John Boehner, even, Gosar would be hauled before the well for saying that. Andrew Clyde, congressman, right-wing nut from Georgia, refused to shake hands with one of the Capitol Police officers who was beaten and almost killed, Michael Fanone. Remember him? He was beaten, he was down, and they were going to kill him. He'll use his gun against him. He said, I have a wife and four kids, as he lies there on the ground begging for his life. This is a police officer, by the way. And then some other people finally rallied against him and stopped his murder. And he was there in the Capitol. And his congressman came by, he'd nod, and he stuck out his hand to Clyde, Andrew Clyde. Clyde wouldn't take it. Clyde is disgusting, should not be in the Congress. They voted to give congressional medals to the officers who were in combat that day and risked their lives. 17 of them are still on disability, believe it or not. If you look at that video, it's not just the people who are killed. Officers are being beaten up. They're standing there with their backs to the wall, being punched in the stomach and punched in the face, dragged down the stairs with their heads bouncing off of the steps. 21 Republicans refused to stick up for him and give him that medal. 21 Republicans. Republicans are not pro-police. Republicans were sympathetic people to people who killed the police, tried to kill the police, who broke in and tried to kill members of Congress. And this guy, Clyde, the hypocrite, is shown in a photo with other congressmen pushing furniture up against a door, trying to keep the mob out who are coming in to kill all members of Congress. Somebody had kind of a funny thing, and it's not that funny really when you think about it, but here's what she said. It was the partner of one of the cops, I think it was Brian Sicknick's partner, woman, who said, okay, this is the way the Republicans are going to act, then the Capitol Police shouldn't guard Mitch McConnell. If he doesn't like them, and Andrew Clyde doesn't like them, pull back their security. They won't be guarded by the Capitol Police. They're guarded by the Capitol Police. And if they are going to do this to the Capitol Police, then why should the Capitol Police guard them? That's how bad it's become. That is how bad it's become. This guy, Paul Gosar, comes from a large family, has a lot of brothers and sisters. Every one of them has signed on to say he's no good and should be thrown out of the Congress, his own family. And this is the kind of stuff he says. He accused the Capitol Police of, quote, lying in wait, end quote, for Ashley Babbitt, end quote, executing her, end quote, and wanted to know the name of the officer who fired the shot. Well, he's not going to get the name of the officer who fired the shot. Be spread on right-wing social media. The Ruskies will jump in on it and amplify it. The guy will be killed. His family will be tracked down by right-wing nuts, and you can't put them all in jail. This society has gotten very divided. But anyway, they weren't lying in wait, and they didn't execute her. They were guarding the members of Congress who were still in the chamber. You remember they were told to put on their gas masks, the members of Congress, because the Capitol Police might have to use tear gas. And then they were slowly let out. The more senior ones went to safe rooms. Mike Pence, Nancy Pelosi, even Kevin McCarthy. He went to a safe room, even though he is now against the Capitol Police. But the others, the Dreck, the Gosars, the Clydes, the Andrew Clydes, in addition to Democratic members of Congress who were, everyone says they were the target, they were all the target. If Mitt Romney, you saw the video, they hadn't turned around and got out of there, he would have been killed. They had a gallows outside in the Capitol Police. Andrew Clyde wouldn't shake hands with Michael Fanone, who's almost beaten to death. And you have Paul Gosar lying about the Capitol Police, saying they deliberately executed somebody and were lying in wait for her. They were not lying in wait. He has got to be censured for that. Absolutely got to be censured for it, in my opinion. You know, this violent talk by Republicans has spread to some of their internal elections. There is a woman running as a Republican for Congress named Ana Paulina Luna. She's a Republican in Florida, running for Congress in 2022. And it's a very, very hotly contested Republican primary. It's a Republican seat, so a Democrat doesn't have a lot of chance. And she has accused her political opponent, a guy named William Braddock, of conspiring to kill her in this primary. And a judge issued a temporary injunction against William Braddock and demanded that he appear in court on June 22nd, which is Tuesday, to answer these charges. Then, yesterday, a tape surfaced. The tape surfaced, and here's what William Braddock is on the tape saying to an activist in that district, a Republican activist who is either undecided or leaning to Ana Paulina Luna, William Braddock's opponent. William Braddock said, quote, "I hate to end someone's life, but she is like a speed bump in the road, a dead squirrel that you run over when you leave the house every day. And I may have to get a Russian-Ukrainian gang to kill her." And instead of to kill her, what he said is to end her life. I'll tell you what, that's a felony. That's a felony. If he gets a very good lawyer, that lawyer will argue this was not a direct threat to her. It was speculation. He regrets it and try to get it reduced to something. If he has to go to trial on a felony, he'll probably argue, "I didn't make the threat to her directly. I was shooting my mouth off to this activist." Here's a point. William Braddock has no business being in Congress. If he does, he can join Andrew Clyde, Paul Gosar, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, and the rest of them. But that is how this violence sickness has permeated our politics. It is not just attacking poll workers. It is not just attacking secretaries of state. It's not just attacking elections commissions. It's happening between candidates, and it's a direct result of the influence of Donald Trump in the 2016 election, when he said that maybe the Second Amendment people could take care of Hillary Clinton and her bodyguard should be disarmed. And the Secret Service talked to him, but they didn't have the guts to charge him because he was the Republican nominee. That's where it started. And it's not going to end there, unfortunately. There has got to be strong Republican leadership. Obviously, Joe Biden, and obviously Chuck Schumer, obviously Nancy Pelosi will stand tall against this. But there's got to be Republican leadership, responsible leadership. And there is, with Mitt Romney, Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney, but it's got to be at the level of the leaders of the minority groups, the minority caucus, minority Republicans in the legislature, in the Congress, in the Senate. In other words, Moscow Mitch and Kevin McCarthy. They've got to come out with a clear statement, and they won't because they're chicken. You know, I'll tell you what. A poll came out. Kevin McCarthy is 3 points lower in the polls in favorability than Moscow Mitch. And Moscow Mitch barely makes it into double digits. Kevin McCarthy is in the teens in favorability. In teens. People in general are repulsed by him. And you know what's funny about that? You know, he originally said, right after January 6th, this is Trump's fault. This is the end of Trump. We're going to move on. It's a new day. And then he switched when he saw the polls and he saw that the Trump cult could beat anybody in at least a primary if they wanted to. And all he did was discussed moderate Republicans and independents, discussed Democrats, and as it turns out, discussed Trump supporters who look on him as a weasel who jumped over. A weasel who denounced Trump and then sucked back up to him. And the point is, when you act like that, you don't make friends on any side. It's worse than a crime. It's a blunder. You don't make friends on any side. And he right now, I don't know if he gets reelected. If they were to take the House, if he gets reelected as Speaker, he's going to try to. But the cult caucus, the Trump cult caucus, the Tea Party caucus, I don't know that they're going to vote for him. And moderates, I don't know if they're going to vote for him. They're going to rally around somebody if they win, but they're not going to win. And the reason they're not going to win is because they are the sedition caucus, 140 of them, more than two-thirds of the House Republicans voted to overturn the presidential election. People have got to understand that. They cannot put the sedition caucus back in charge of the House of Representatives. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.